FNC's Kilmeade, Vance's Israel comments sound like the squad. By Ian Hanchett on July 18, 2026. On Friday's broadcast of Fox News Radio's Brian Kilmeade Show, host Brian Kilmeade criticized Vice President J.D. Vance's comments on Israel by saying, "That's stuff that you would expect extremists, extreme squad members to say, and maybe he wants to kiss up to the podcast class, who seemingly jumped off support for Israel." Kilmeade played a clip of Vance saying, "I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there have been people within the Israeli government who are trying to, like, actually, shift us away from that policy, because they want to continue the military campaign. Here are some people within their system we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, who are manipulating and trying to change American public opinion to keep the war going on indefinitely. Again, not towards any objective, but just indefinitely." Kilmeade responded, "That is not true. Now, are there people within the Knesset that are Agor squad-like characters on the fringe? Sure, I guess, I don't know. But what J.D. Vance and every Democrat, the 103 Democrats that voted not to fund, give funds to Israel should understand is, if their enemies were not rocketing them, making Israel an enemy, Israel would not be looking to stay on the war footing. Nobody wants war in Israel, nobody. They're looking to survive, and they're not going to be victims. If you're going to send rockets into the northern part of their country, like Hezbollah, and Hamas into the southern part of their country, from Gaza, and if you're going to do long-range missiles from, and other things and drones from Iran, you're going to get attacked back, you're going to get preemptive strikes. They're not interested in fighting. Why would he, as Vice President of the United States, say there are people who just want perpetual war? Who? Who are these people? Are you saying the Prime Minister wants perpetual war? That's stuff that you would expect extremists, extreme squad members to say. And I wonder if he even pre-thinks his stuff. I think it's really detrimental for the Vice President to be saying stuff that's so erroneous, maybe because he wants to kiss up to the podcast class, who seemingly jumped off support for Israel." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.